Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hello there, creepies. Welcome to Middle-Aged Mini number 31. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. Gentlemen, how are you?
Gentlemen again.
I love it that you're going back and forth between brother and gentleman. So
I do, yeah.
I'm good.
Got to mix it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's right.
Someday I'll say brother, gentlemen.
Brother, gentlemen. Yeah.
Brother, gents.
When we wear our Sunday bests, right? Brother, gents.
For right now, we wear our Wednesday.
Yes. We do, yeah. This is true.
Shirts and
it's still holy, right?
Hats. Yeah. You guys doing all right?
Yeah, we're good.
Hanging in there?
Doing good.
Hanging in there? Good.
Actually, awesome. I mean, honestly, this has been a really good night. So I appreciate that.
Yeah. I think Sean looks forward to Wednesday nights.
Nah,
you know why? It's just never grabbed him. He's not really.
I do. I got a little twitch over here, but
I was just saying, are you okay? We were talking about a humbucker, maybe. Never
mind. That's a whole other topic.
Yeah, I've been called worse. No,
it's an actual thing, by the way. Look it up, humbucker.
Yeah, guitar talk.
Guitar talk, yeah. We were doing guitar talk in between.
Yeah, so, we are doing well tonight. We had, this is our second mini recording. We did the full episode number 50.
We had a sit-in chat. Yeah.
Mr. Ryan.
Ryan Walker, yeah.
We're doing well, so let's keep the flow going.
The momentum.
So, yeah, that's right. So, Mr. Sean, what are we going to talk about for middle-aged mini number 31?
31. We are diving right in here. We are going to talk about the Old Talbot Tavern.
Sir. And
to give a little history on that, it is also known as the Old Stone Tavern, a historic tavern built in 1779. Wow. Whew. And I was born in 1979, so is located in the Bardstown Historic District of Bardstown, Kentucky, across from the historic Nelson County Courthouse. It was placed on the National Register of Historic Places on October 30th of 1973. According to tradition, the tavern has never closed since its opening in 1779. Mm-hmm. It is rumored as well to have guests that have never checked out. Each room is named after a historical person who is said to haunt the corresponding room. It is likely the oldest surviving building in the state of Kentucky.
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that cool? It says historic inn and restaurant stay where the likes of the James Gang, Abraham Lincoln, and General George S. Patton visited. One of my favorites, George S. Patton. Love it.
Never heard of him. No, I'm kidding. Just joking. Mm-hmm. And also, throughout the history, it says the Old Talbot. I'm trying to get my words going here. The Old Talbot Tavern has been the place of rest for various historical figures. Also, Daniel Boone. You said Lincoln and Patton. George Rogers Clark and French King Louis Philippe,
France.
So
Francais,
oui, France. Oui.
Uh-huh. Oh, oui, oui.
So it's been, yeah, and then I like the James Gang. Yeah, Jesse James. They even have a room called the Jesse James Room.
Uh-huh. It's supposed to be in rooms 4 and 5, as I understand, are some of the most haunted, and one of them is I forget which one is the James Room, but it's one of those, right?
I think it's 4, but
I think it's four as well.
Could be wrong.
Yep. No. They say this is to give us some perspective of how old this is. In 1779, it's old. The Old Talbot Tavern was built.
It's hard to say, isn't the Talbot
a year tavern. Before? It is. It really is a year before the settlement of Salem. Isn't that crazy?
I know.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's old.
And I think it's awesome that it has not closed its doors since it opened. That's really cool. That's a long-running, they've got it going on here. they're continuing the success.
It's the oldest Western stagecoach stop, and as I understand it, it is along Bourbon Trail in Kentucky. So some other place we need to go for hunting and other extracurricular activities.
So friends of ours, when we were in this, we call them home groups through our church, so it's mean like, you know, a couple would usually host the home group, and we would, you know, they might have snacks, and we'd meet and just catch up, you know, hey, what's going on in our lives, and then we'd finally, you know, do a Bible study or watch a video or whatever, and then discuss it. Lloyd was the husband. He and his son, I can't remember the son's name, they went 2 summers ago, did the Bourbon Trail.
And that's cool.
They loved it. They had a blast. But I never, of course, so I knew nothing about the Old Talbot man, it's hard to say for me. The old Talbot.
It is, yeah.
Man. I want to say Talbert. That's what I want to say, because I want to get to Talbert.
I'm right there with you.
So now I'm like, I want to
find out. Just change the name.
Right.
That's good.
But I want to find out they even, because maybe they came across this place. I don't know. You know, like I said, I would have known that 2 years ago. I would not have known.
It's amazing how many famous people were there, too, though.
I mean, some big names.
Andrew Jackson, William Henry Harrison, one of our faves, right? Well, we said Abraham Lincoln, but it says Henry Clay, the inventor of the steamboats, John Fitch, environmentalist John James Audubon, Stephen Foster, songwriter, and Jesse James, of course, we keep saying that. Queen Marie of Romania is known to have lunched at the tavern in 1926. Likewise, that World War II general George S. Patton once visited the tavern, so he's probably not haunting it, though.
Right. Did you see that Washington Irving was another visitor? Some big names.
It goes on and on and on, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like that I'm going to go with it that it's real. I mean, who knows? But it says there are noticeable bullet holes in the now faded paintings where it said legend Jesse James shot at them.
Isn't that cool?
And so they still have the bullet. Yeah. I think that's cool.
Put your fingers in there.
Yeah, right.
That's history, right?
Exactly.
Can you touch it?
Yes. Yeah. And I had never heard of this place until our good friends, which, man, they get a lot of pub on our show. No, but and well-deserved, Jerry and Tracy Pauly from Hillbilly Horror Stories, they stayed here. I think they stayed there at least more than once. It's been a while since they talked about it, but I thought, it'd be fun to talk about. And then them staying there, and Tracy, I remember her getting creeped out, and then she's like, she's just a hoot. But then I remember them talking about the bullet holes that you're supposedly,
I think that's
supposedly
really cool.
Real. And you can
go just to see that, if nothing else.
Right.
But there's a lot more to it.
And you look at the pictures, it looks fun. I mean, it looks like a, and then you can, here I hit my mic.
Boom.
You can stay the night and, have the little nightlife, little dinner, and then, I like to go there. I think it'd be kind of cool.
It's got more names than Quaker's got oats. It's been called the Heinz House. True story, right?
Yeah, I'm looking right at that.
House, Bardstown Hotel, Chapman's House, Shady Bauer Hotel, Newman House, Talbot Hotel, Talbot Tavern, and the Old Stone Tavern. That's a lot of names.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a lot of names, but you can't say most of them in public.
Humbucker.
Humbucker's a new one, yes.
Well, I mean, I guess when you... If your doors have been open as long as it has, I mean, you probably go through a bunch of names.
Exactly. And look at all the different, from walks of life. I mean, you have a king to an outlaw to a general, military general. I mean, just author or,
Louis Philippe or France or whatever. He was in exile when he.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he left murals there. It sounds like on March 7th, 1998, a fire damaged the tavern, severely damaging the roof and second floor. The fire also damaged those murals that he had, which have still not been restored. The renovations to repair the fire damage were described as generic. The old tavern reopened on November 8th, 1999.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny?
Did you see where they said it's the world's oldest bourbon bar? It said such figures as T.R. Beam, Jim's brother, Jim Bean, owned and operated the Talbot Tavern. I'm going to mess that up the whole time. Talbot Tavern at one time. TR sold it later to Tom Moore, a distiller, now Tom Moore Distillery, who also owned and operated the Talbot Tavern. Yeah, TR. I never heard of TR. But
I have not
heard
either.
Of Jim. Heard of JB.
Right.
Yeah.
Fun fact, he never sold his brother's bourbon in there.
Hmm.
No, I'm kidding.
How did you know such a thing, Bourbon Meister?
Yeah.
And Nate the Bourbon Meister.
I had a feeling. I'm looking at him in his face. I know. Fun fact, I'm like, that sounds okay. Yeah.
I will go with that. Yeah.
Checks out.
He's got it on his little computer over there.
It may be true.
He even shot bullet holes.
It's a restaurant. And so there's five room bed and breakfast. So it's...
Yeah.
It does,
and they're all named... I know the Jesse James room.
It's designed as a slightly with a slightly spooky charm, is what it says. It's really it is very quaint looking.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. It is ranked as one of the 13th most haunted inns in the United States, and I saw it as the most haunted.
Yeah.
The number one.
Yeah. It says the old Talbot Tavern has always been known for the ghostly stories told by the locals and some of its guests. We kind of touched on it. The most famous ghostly visitor is supposedly Jesse James, another... Wow, this is weird. I've never heard of this one. The Lady in White. It says, they always appear as apparitions. The other stories include round balls of light or orbs moving around the room in the middle of the night or flashes of light without any cameras.
It says, more stories include movements of objects without any cause, such as forks and glasses on dining tables moving without anyone touching them, keys disappearing from the front desk and showing up down the hall on the floor later that day. Furniture has been known to start jumping up and down without any reason. Some have seen shadows walk out of dark corners into the light before disappearing. I saw a video. Watch the video?
I did not.
There's a great video, and it was, they showed it, and they said, they showed it over and over and again, and one of the girls that works there, she was trying, she said, she's seen this figure, and they had video of it, and the light is moving on its own, people. Nate, I think it's the vent.
It's okay. The vent.
Darn it. I thought it was
out of the corner. I'm like, wait a minute. Why is that?
Yeah, it's been doing it.
Ryan has left his seat here, and I was afraid the tulpa was taking over.
Ryan, are you there?
Yeah, Ryan, hello. And
I found a story about the lady in white.
Ooh, I want to hear it.
Okay.
Several people, including myself, have... whoever is the author of this, it's not me, have seen the lady in white. On one occasion, a couple left in the middle of the night because of the terrifying experience with the lady. Later, they called back to tell us why they left. They both woke up at the same time to see a lady in white hovering over them.
Ooh.
She was looking down at them. And then she turned and floated out the window beside the bed.
Yikes.
That was enough for them.
That's creepy.
But how cool would that be, though? Also, I mean, I guess if you're that...
Maybe after the fact.
That's weird.
Hey, lady, come back. What are you doing?
Come on, lady.
We got to talk to you here. Let's get a picture.
Yeah. Where are the strings?
That one... That one lady that was
talking... Wait a minute.
The one lady that was talking about the shadow figure, like I said, you saw the video. And it was creepy, the way she was describing it, but she said it looks like this figure kind of comes out of nowhere, and then it almost looks like it hunches down in this not real humanly form and starts crawling. And it is. So you got to watch the video.
So
you get to see it.
She's just describing, or this is actually, she has it on video.
She has it on. A video of it, but she describes that she said it is so creepy. And she's seen it before too. And then, but yeah, you see this video. It is hard to see because it's at night, but you see
Do you see something kind of stick out? I mean,
you do. Ooh. But the way she's describing you seeing it, and you'd almost have to be there to really see it, but it was super creepy. But then there was another one, and it was one of the girls that works there. She answered the phone downstairs. And she said that it was some old man's voice that said, like in a real creepy way, like, look up. And she's like, can I help you? And that's all it said was, look up. And she said, then the voice changed to like a girl's voice and said something else. And then the old man came back on and said, look up. And she said she never did look up. But when she said that if she looked up, she was afraid that she was going to see something because where she's located and answering the phone, she's like, I don't want to look up. But it was some kind of a weird voice or specter telling her to look up. And she's like, I don't know what it was, but
she never did.
She never did.
Oh.
So that's finish the story. She wasn't, she was like, I wasn't going to look up because I was afraid. She's like, whatever it was on the other line was not a real person. It didn't sound like it sounded like some kind of a haunting voice, but it changed from old man to woman back to old man. That was a weird story. Yeah, that's not in
it. It's kind of trying to throw her off.
It's super weird. Yeah. So they're even getting them at like the front desk.
I like the shadow figure. I got to see that video.
You should watch it.
I've actually, not right before our episode, but when I heard about I wanted to see what it looked like. And so I've seen a couple of videos, very short, like minute and a half, people just talking about it, you know, bartenders, but I didn't see any videos of like, hey, here's a shadow figure crawling. Yeah.
So and the way she told, you could tell she's creeped out when she's sitting there talking about it. The people that work there have a lot of experience.
Yeah.
And people obviously that stay there, it says the sounds that are most heard are music, clocks chiming out during late night hours, doors opening and closing when no one else is in the building, and lots of steps, all hours of the day, knocking at doors with no one there when you open to see who is knocking. I heard those stories too, like firsthand. An old piano that was heard playing by itself and voices calling out from into empty areas. Super creepy.
I think music, we've done some stories where, pianos or... I think that's kind of cool, actually. I mean, it'd be eerie, kind of weird, but I don't know, just to hear a a musical type.
Oh, I want to.
I don't know.
It's just, that can be very haunting, right?
I mean, yeah, you got the whispers and the talking or the screams and the mm-hmm. moans, like we talked about with the Ashland Massacre, walking by the cemetery. But to hear music, I don't know, it'd be kind
of Phantom of the Opera.
Dun, 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 dun. Yeah. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I thought this was. I'm not going to read the whole thing because it's quite lengthy. But there is a. I find these every once in a while, like a TripAdvisor.
Mm-hmm.
So the caption or the headline, I guess, is called Haunted? ? Review of the Old Talbot Tavern. It says, we stayed here on June 8th, 2012, on our way to Lexington. When we called, the receptionist was sure to tell us about the band that would be playing in the bourbon bar directly beneath the room and that they would be playing until 1 a.m. Remember, I was talking, like, the rooms are above the bar, so it can kind of get, you know, a little loud if you're not wanting to be bothered. So we booked the room, and upon check-in, we were asked if we had been told about the band. We stated that we had, and then we were asked to sign a disclosure notifying that we had been informed. Apparently, people have had problems, which I can understand as the band, Five Horse Johnson, was loud. They were good as well. We stayed in the bar until they quit playing, so it wasn't an issue. They also say, they talk about, so let me scroll down here. So they stayed in the Washington Irving Suite. Okay, so that's, I couldn't remember the other. So it's Jesse James, and they say that they didn't have any so-called haunting experiences. They said also, except they said we may have felt the presence of Mary Todd Lincoln. So we're talking about Abraham. Yeah,
yes.
That's where I was trying to find my way here. So while we were there, says, I would recommend a night or two here. But remember, the band is playing below the rooms and could be loud if you turn in early. But it said they felt like they had the presence of Mary Todd. So I thought that was interesting.
That is interesting, Abraham's
wife.
Wow.
In the Washington Irving Suite. So
I think it'd be interesting to run into either the Lincolns, because both the Lincolns suffered from major depression, and obviously they lost a son, but it was,
and she got in big into the spiritualism, like she wanted the seances, mm-hmm. and Mary did, yep, to,
yeah, very much
she was so, yeah. Which understandably she was distraught.
This is kind of interesting. It leads into the Jesse James a little bit more too. A former bookkeeper tells this story. One night while closing, she started up the stairs to take the money to the safe and was frightened when she saw a man standing in a long coat walk across the top landing. About the same time, the cook came along from the kitchen and also saw the stranger. They both were surprised because no one else was supposed to be in the building. They went upstairs and followed him through several rooms and eventually saw him go through the fire escape door. When the bookkeeper and cook went to open the door to see if he had gone down the fire escape, he was standing on the landing. He turned around to face her and started a hideous laugh and then disappeared right in front of their eyes. About 3 weeks later, she was watching a special on TV and they showed a picture of Jesse James. She grabbed her husband's arm and said, "Oh my God, that is the same face I saw the other night when the man disappeared." Since then, they call him Jesse James. Huh. And then they say two other employees claim to see this man walk in the halls at different times. So it's just interesting. So Jesse James, definitely there. Definitely haunting. Mm-hmm. A hideous laugh, though, isn't it? That's really spooky.
Yeah. We need to go.
The
more we talk about this place.
Always wondered where he ended up.
JJ?
J. Apparently there.
We found him.
They also said that Mrs. Talbot is often seen, and you can find her haunting the place. Yeah. So it didn't say much more than that. It just, other than what we've already said, you know, talking about Lincoln and Boone.
She the lady in white?
You know what? It doesn't say. It also said you might see a ghostly young boy and girl haunting the tavern. But Mrs. Talbot, yeah. I don't know about Mrs.
Talbot. Yeah, that lady in white comes up a lot, it looks like, in these hauntings.
Yeah, I mean, of course, the one I'm really interested in is the Jesse James.
Oh my gosh.
I would love to see those bullet holes in the wall. But yeah, 1779, that's a long ways back. It looks so cool, though. I mean, you look at it, so listeners, if you want to Google the pictures, check it out, because I think it's neat. I mean, I'd just love to visit it, whether we get a haunting or not.
I think that lady, you know? The lady in white hovering over people and waking up, that is totally.
That one is really.
That's a Ghostbusters feel for sure.
And what'd you say, Nate? They bolted that night, right?
Like, yeah, they were out. They left, and then they called
back
and said, "Yeah, we left because left?
This says this too,
crazy yeah. lady in white was hovering over top of us.
Sorry, we didn't do the official checkout."
This says she was looking down at them, and then they turned and floated out the window beside the bed. That was enough for them. Goodbye.
So here's the room. So you got the Lincoln Room, the Jesse James, the Daniel Boone. I'm sorry. Those are the three popular ones. Then there's the Washington Irving Room. And, I don't see the, well, that's weird. Did I say 4 or 5? Because I remember the Washington Irving because of the review. And it said the Jesse James, Daniel Boone, and the Lincoln Room. Washington, I don't know why they're not talking about the fifth. What's the name? Have you guys found the fifth?
I haven't, no.
That's why as we're talking about this, I'm desperately trying to find the names of the rooms. Well, okay, I found four, but.
Isn't that funny?
Can't find the fifth.
I can't either.
But yeah, Bardstown, Kentucky. So
old name it. It was the French guy, the Louis Philippe, Duke of New Orleans, whatever.
The Duke,
the Duke of New Orleans. I don't know.
John Wayne. No. Yeah. Okay. Here we go. I think I've got it. No, I don't. Never mind. I thought I had the fifth name, and it did not take me to where I thought it was. It's kind of one of those like, it didn't even take me to a story.
Clickbait, huh?
Clickbait. Darn. Yeah, it said the five rooms, or it said the room names, and didn't take me to anything. It says the room, there's like nothing. I don't know.
Swing and a miss.
Yeah, it was even a hotel site, but I thought, okay. Anyway, I like this place. I think it's got sounds like a lot of haunting activity, yeah. a lot mm-hmm. of paranormal, different people.
The list of famous people there is pretty amazing.
Yeah, I mean, different types, too. They're not all just from one period or not. I mean, you know, you got presidents and, like I said, general and a cowboy or outlaw and an author. And
yeah, this article says
a king.
It said that it definitely lives up to its reputation. So it is so cool.
What was that? I'm sorry.
It was America's Haunted Inns. It says that it is the old Talbot Tavern lives up to its reputation.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh yeah. So it is, they say it's very haunted, and I believe it.
Now, did you guys see it? It said, there was a fire in 1998.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it says there's underground tunnels and secret rooms.
Ooh, that I didn't know.
And stairs going nowhere. They have been added to the mystery, or that add to the mystery. So I did not know that.
Hmm. That's interesting.
So it kind of reminds me of the Winchester House, where stairways are leading to
Bobby Mackey's.
Well, and I'm picturing that one. Uh-huh.
In
the Bobby Mackey. That was back. I guess that's what they did. Stairways that led to nowhere.
I don't have to ask. Obviously, this is on our list. We're doing this. We do overnight. We'd investigate.
Oh, man. Yeah.
We'd stay in every room. There'll be sleeping done.
We're doing it.
Jesse James, we're going to put our fingers in the bowl of holes, right?
Yep. I think so. I think, this is on now I know you said Waverly obviously is number one, and mm-hmm. then the site you said was number two. Was it two?
This was on that, the top 13 or whatever.
Bobby Mackey's.
Bobby Mackey's.
Oh, okay. That's right, yeah.
That's right, which makes sense. This one says it's the number three Old Talbot Tavern.
Okay.
Of
but it's number
Kentucky hauntings.
Right. But it's the most haunted old tavern, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's definitely the oldest tavern.
Yeah.
That's cool. It's got a lot of cool history.
What's funny is it says, this place says, it's like, hey, you got to check it out. It's got great, great food, great atmosphere. Of course, I can't find the name of the fifth room. It just says
whatever. Right. That's correct.
Hospitality and the decor and everything. It's just a great place to visit for everything it offers. But I love this. The last sentence it says, but guests should avoid. Let's see. Where is it? Okay. Guests should also try not to. Don't try to. What am I saying here? I can't get my words. Oh, there's a typo. That's why.
Do you need a speech therapist? I know.
No, I do. Yeah. No, well, this actually is. So I'm like, what are they trying to say? So I'm going to try to put it together myself. Guests should also try to not be surprised if the piano begins playing unexpectedly or the clocks chime at odd times during the night.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yikes. That was really easy to say. There you go. You guys have anything else to talk about?
No, I keep almost thinking I find in that fifth room and I cannot find it. So one of these days, maybe we'll figure it out.
Maybe
a listener can find it.
Yeah.
Yeah. The pictures are amazing. It looks so cool. Mm-hmm. Old, you know, but very well kept.
That's the thing. It's old. It's whatever. 200 and some years old.
It's very quaint,
not,
I would say.
Right now, mm-hmm. It doesn't look, yeah. I mean, I've seen taverns built in the 1990s that look terrible.
Exactly right, yeah.
This is 200 years
old. But that probably adds to the mystique of it and the, you know.
Yeah.
It being that quaint and old and historic, it just...
Well, I know Tracy Pauly got frightened. She got the creeps. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think her daughter, Christina, yeah.
Let's go tonight.
You
want to go?
Yeah, you got the day off, right?
I do, yay.
Nate, you got anything else on the Talbot?
No, I haven't found anything that you guys haven't covered, so...
I like the Lady in White. I like the Jesse James and the Lady in White. Because usually I'm like, oh gosh, another Lady in White. There's more. That one's good.
That's a good story,
because
right?
Because the people actually ran out.
Yeah, exactly.
And without checking out. And then they had to call back and say, yeah, this is why.
And you know what? You finished the story.
You know what? I refuse. No.
Oh, darn. I'm never finished the story.
Yeah, I guess. I'm.
Tune in next week for. No.
Yeah, Tuesday Terror. I can't. Yeah. I liked it. So there you go. Guys, check out the Old Talbot Tavern. Oh, I said it nice.
You did it perfect.
There you go. Talbot Tavern.
You have graduated.
Tabba Tiba Tibi.
Well,
Nate, what do you think?
I'll call that a wrap.
That's it?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
I was trying to find the fifth name of the room.
I was just kidding. I was telling you, like, no, just, that's a wrap.
We have forgotten it the last two minutes, so it was like, we're so excited.
I know.
Hey, we're just warming back up again, right?
We're just.
I've never missed a full episode one, though.
I know.
That's like, funny.
Gosh, that's I don't know why I didn't.
We are not forgetting Nate's raps. We just want everybody to know that.
Like I said, that's the best part of the show.
It is.
Yeah, I try sometimes.
I know.
No, I deep in research trying to find that.
I know. The
alluded name.
I know. Funny. That ticks me off.
I'm not going to sleep tonight because of. No.
I'm going to go home and look at it right before I go to bed.
I'll sleep, baby.
And then I'm going to call Nate and say, fire up the soundboard.
We're doing it again. Start it over.
All right, guys. Well, I hope you enjoyed Middle Age Mini number 31. That was fun.
That was cool. I like that subject.
Good times.
Yeah. Go check it out. And until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See you.